This is the Head Torch podcast. Welcome. Our mission, to create a mentally healthy culture at work. Keeping the conversations alive, our podcasts bring you great presenters and stimulating discussion on mental health and well-being in the workplace. Enjoy. Okay, I think we'll get started, shall we? Fantastic guest speaker today is Ali McDowell from The Positive Planners. I'll be introducing Ali in a bit more detail shortly. You may have noticed already we are recording this session. It's going to be available afterwards as a podcast. So it won't be available visually, so please feel free to switch your cameras on so we can see your happy smiley faces. That would be lovely. And so just if you don't know us, just a little introduction to Head Torch. We do all things to enable organizations to develop a mentally healthy culture. We work with senior teams, managers, frontline people, small businesses, large businesses, international businesses. It doesn't matter. Everything that we do is relevant for each and every one of us, regardless of what organization we work for. So very warm welcome to this first Thursday Wellbeing Hour. It's really great to have you join us today. I'll just explain how the session is going to work. So, so what we're going to do first of all is we're going to hear from Ali, and then Ali is going to pose us a challenge. Now, for this challenge, folks, you need to have pen and paper. So have that at the ready for yourself, because we're going to have a challenge to do for ourselves. Ali's then going to pose us a question or two, and we are going to go into breakout groups, and we're going to discuss, have time to meet other people and discuss our responses to those questions. We'll then all come back together again, and it'll be lovely then to hear your thoughts on the answers to those questions, and indeed any questions that you may have for Ali at that point as well. It'd be lovely to hear from you then. So we're really looking to enjoy an animated discussion after we've been in our breakout groups. So let me introduce you to Ali McDowell. She is the creative director and founder of The Positive Planners. And she has a background in theatre, in set design, stage management. Is that right, Ali? I've got that right. Fantastic. We met quite recently, didn't we, Ali?
Yes, we did.
We did, just last year, in fact, at a conference in London. And so it struck me when we met that you would make a fantastic presenter for one of these sessions, because of the work you're doing just is really very, very interesting and supportive for each and every one of us. So Ali leads in the product development side of her business, and she takes workshops on creative writing and expression in other forms, really to positively impact on people's lives. She has experience herself of low mental health, and that really acted as the catalyst for her to be doing what she's doing today. Self-care, gratitude, resilience, emotional literacy is what she says. Play a big part in journaling and the workshops that they deliver at The Positive Planners. And all of that is aiming to provide us with a toolbox to maintain our mental health. So without any further ado, it's my pleasure to pass over to Ali. And Ali's going to introduce herself, first of all, with a mystery object. So over to you, Ali.
Hello, thank you so much. What a lovely introduction. I don't know what I'm going to say now. You've said it all. So my mystery object, without probably any surprise, is a very boring looking biro, but there is reason for that. I've always felt much more powerful when I'm holding a pen in my hand. A plan of action is definitely my thing, and I'm very much more creative when I'm away from digital screens and when I'm holding a pen, and that is actually where my journey with journaling began. I was sadly experiencing postnatal depression with my daughter, and I went back to journaling as a way of therapy for myself, and I thought, why don't people talk about this? This is absolutely brilliant and accessible and free and easy to find out about. So Dan Am I okay to go into the next bit, Amy, now I've introduced my object? Then this was born. This is the Positive Planner. This is the journal. If you may have heard of it, you may not. We're now selling in Waterstones, which I'm very proud of. And it's a prompted journal, so it encourages morning and evening pages. I don't know if you can really see, but it means that some people are afraid of journaling. They think, what am I going to write? And we've done that bit for you. So we ask you questions. And myself and my co-founder, Finn, have created this especially for you and your mental health. And now we are sort of going more into the corporate market as well, because we had loads and loads of people sending them to people working from home, possibly people struggling going back to the workplace. So we found that actually it sort of in the last 2 years has found its own new place in the world, obviously since everything's been happening. So yeah, benefits of journaling. I mean, the list goes on, but there is so many. One of the best ones is just to reduce stress and anxiety. So, you know, so many people have so many stresses, whether it's at home or at work, or they're feeding into each other. And what we find with writing is that you can have it as a bit of a precursor to talking. So working out how you feel about a situation through writing. And when I say writing, I don't mean pages and pages. It's really just a case of writing down what's going on in your head. So we would call it brain dumping. And it's a very, very powerful and very underutilized tool. So that's why we're sort of really hoping to get it into the workplace a little bit more, just as a way of solution finding. It can calm your nervous system down just by the pure act of sort of the mindfulness of writing. So you can sort of get your heart rate to go down, you can calm your breath, you can sort of go from a place of panic to actually a place of calm, which is quite incredible really when you think about that as just something that we would do every day. Writing is just such a normal thing for so many of us. Actually, when you're writing about your wellness and things that are happening around you, you tend to sort of be a bit more creative the way you're thinking, and especially the way that you're talking to yourself. So that's a really good point, and I hope that in the challenge you're going to be able to discover that a bit for yourself. A really good thing about journaling is you can track your progress. So if I write at the beginning of the month that I'm doing a certain thing or I'm working through a certain situation, and then in a month's time I can look back and I can say, actually, I've made quite a few changes towards either that goal or that situation that's really sort of improved or not improved. And it's a great way to habit track and to mood track. In the back of the Positive Planner, we actually have a mood tracker for this reason, because we found that that is a really powerful way just to be looking after mental health anyway. So lots of different benefits, including gaining confidence. You can set intentions for the day, you can set yourself goals, and you can sort of measure against those parameters as well that you're writing through. So it really doesn't have to be intricate writing. It's more of a stream of consciousness. That's what we sort of say journaling is. When I say brain dumping, it's like not really thinking about spelling, not really thinking about grammar. You're just letting everything flow out through your hand and into your pen and onto the page. So it's quite creative in that way. And I think a lot of people do find it really, really helpful if they're feeling maybe a bit stuck, or maybe they are feeling creatively challenged. There's lots of brilliant, brilliant benefits. So that's journaling. And when we crowdfunded for the book, the very original Positive Planner, we had no idea that the range would grow. We've now got sort of 6 products. They're all mental wellness based. We've got affirmation cards for helping with positive affirmations. We've got desk pads to help with just organization, all with a self-care element. So self-care is kind of at the heart of what we do. If we're not working, not much else will. So journaling really does take it back to a way of being, which we find to be really important in all areas of life, including work. So that's the sort of premise of the Positive Planner and who we are. We also run workshops. So very much in detail journaling workshops, affirmation workshops, vision board workshops. I'm also a trained ITF life coach. So there's lots to be done just in setting goals and that sort of thing. And journaling is a thread that runs through all of our workshops, because we just find it really helpful to tap in and to sort of really get down into what is going on for you. So that is me. And I'm aware of time, so I would love to set you a challenge to try some writing today. This style of journaling is called free writing. And like I said earlier, it really is a stream of consciousness. So you sort of have to ask your inner critic to step aside. This doesn't need to be neat. This doesn't need to be anything that you expect journaling to do. You have to sort of let go of how you've been taught at school as well. So English teacher, they're way ahead. This is all about writing for yourself. No one's going to read it. And if you think someone's going to read it and you're worried about that, write it. Write all of the stuff anyway, and get rid of the journaling afterwards. That's what I say, because it's all in the process of writing rather than the actual final end result. I mean, it's very rare that you would find that someone does journaling and if they hold back, they're not really going to get the best out of it. So just try and think of that. So your first free writing exercise, and the way that we do it is we set timers. Sounds a bit strange, but a timer can really help because you feel you have a sense of urgency. So I'm going to tell you we've got 3 minutes, and the question I'm posing to you, and I would like you to really sort of settle in, think about the answer, and then just write as much as you can, as fast as you can, and without stopping if you can, because that sort of tends to be how we start getting to the juicy stuff, I call it. Usually the first bit's quite polite and then it gets messier and messier, and that's what we're looking for. So how can I support others right now? I just want you to sort of take a few deep breaths, check in, ask your inner critic to step aside, and just really let your thoughts spill out onto a page. So I'm going to set the clock now for 3 minutes, and I'd like you to answer the question in this free writing journaling style, how can I support others right now? I'm going to set the clock now and I'm going to be quiet for a bit. And I will give you a 1 minute warning. Okay. Okay, if you just want to finish up your sentences, if you can, you've probably found that you've maybe gained some momentum in the last minute. And just how quickly 3 minutes can go when you're deep in thought. So we're now going to be talking a little bit about that experience, what happened, what that was like for you, what came up for you, how you found it, and how you think it could be a supportive tool for others as well. So if you would like to just wait for us, we're just going to get you into some rooms so that you can chat about that. So how did you find the writing experience, and how can this be a helpful tool moving forward for you or for others possibly?
Fantastic. Thank you, Ali. Thank you so much. Ali said, we're now going to go into breakout spaces to explore these questions with some other people that are on the session here today. You'll have until about 25 to roughly to chat with each other. And then when we come back, it'll be your opportunity to share some of your thoughts from those discussions and ask Ali any questions. So if you want to note down those questions, we'll also put them in the chat for you, and enjoy your breakout spaces. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much, Ali. That was fantastic. Welcome back. Lovely to see you all. I hope you had an enjoyable conversation. So we're now going to open the floor. Who would like to share some of the chat, some of the thinking that you had, and or ask Ali a question? If you want to actually use the reaction button, which you should find bottom right. And yeah, Tara, just want to unmute yourself. It'd be lovely if you could just tell us where you work, and then that'd be nice, just where you work, and then feed us your comment or your question.
Sure. Oh, hey, Amy and Angus and everyone else. I'm just grinning being back in these groups. So my name is Tara Ferguson. I've just changed roles, changed companies. So I work for a company called Exscientia, which is a drug discovery and artificial intelligence company. I don't understand it yet either.
So what's your comment? What's your question, Tara?
I guess it's not a question, but it was something that came up in the group, which was around the time limit and the kind of 3 minutes thing. I had read something recently about it being good for not just that urgency, but also to encourage you to sort of go to another level. So to keep going for the full 3 minutes is quite important. Mm. And I guess, yeah, interested to see almost what's the sort of psychology stroke neuroscience behind that, if you like, that says actually don't just rush through it, but just keep going steadily for a longer period of time?
Oh, great question. Yeah, what do you think, Ali?
So we tend to say 3 minutes, and it's actually not because of anything to do with psychology. It's because you tend to not overwhelm people. If I said to you to write for 10 minutes, the fear sort of flight response where you just go, I've got absolutely nothing to write for 10 minutes. The psychology, I suppose, comes in like, that's time for 3 minutes. And actually that A doesn't take very long. So that's a really good place to like, I'm not going to take that long to out of my schedule if I'm really busy. So it doesn't make you think I don't have time for journaling. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is, of course, you can carry on. The time limit is only set by yourself. So if I'm really into something, then often I'll just keep going. And it's almost the rebelling against that time limit that helps me to just keep going. So I'm like, oh, I've got another thing to say now. So there are lots of different research methods into sort of what happens in the brain. But usually the rational thinking part of the brain does kick in at about 2.5 minutes. And I don't know if you noticed towards the end of your journaling that you felt that you were getting into something called a flow, which in positive psychology is a flow state. So flow state is when your brain starts actually creating more oxytocin in the body so that you can actually start feeling that sense of release. And that's what usually flow state is really great in any sort of creative exercise. So except for example, pottery, when you're really in the zone and that's when the back of the brain starts really thinking about things on a deeper level. Does that sort of answer your question? And there's lots of different ways.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Ali.
That's okay.
Thanks, Ali. That's great. Anybody got another comment or question? Yeah, Maria. Again, if you'd just like to tell us where it is you work and then...
Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm Maria and I work for Ralston Alliance. So I was in a group with Caroline and Joanne and it's actually really good and we all enjoyed it. I think for me, it's making that time. And I think certainly through lockdown when everything is very digital, I've kind of lost a pen and paper. It's like, because we put all that away because everything's your laptop or a phone or whatever. And actually it was really good just to put that pen to paper. My son, he journals a lot and I've seen the benefit it's had for him. He's 19 and I think maybe the younger ones are probably proper good at it because it's something that they're encouraged to do at college, etc. And he encourages me to do it. So I was really keen to come on this just to get, you know, a feel of this. How do you journal every day? It's getting into the habit of doing it, isn't it?
For sure. Habits are the hardest thing. I think that's the good place to start with the positive planner because it really is 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes in the evening. And I know it sounds a bit cheesy, but you do bookend your day. And even if that's while the kettle is boiling and you've got it, I mean, we call it habit stacking, don't you? So you make sure that you have it in places where you can find it. So if you pop it by the kettle and you know that you're going to have a cup of tea in the morning, stick a pen by it and you can scribble everything down and it really doesn't take that long. I think where people fall into problem is that they think of journaling, and I don't know if you've ever heard of something called the artist's way, but you think of, I have to write 7 pages before, you know, I've even started work and I've got lots of other things to do and school run and da 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 da. That's going to put you off starting a positive habit like this. So yeah. Keep it simple, keep it easy, keep it light. You can go into detail if you want, but you don't have to. And yeah, keep it in places that you can kind of see it, or put it by your bed or something like that. That's the best thing. Really interesting you should talk about teenagers, though. We were talking about teenagers and hours, and how we, many of us, used to teenagers and used to journal as teenagers. Someone called Claire was talking about it in my group. And yeah, why don't we do it as adults?
Yeah,
because we've still got the same amount of stuff, if not more, going on in our heads. So it's really quite powerful. And like you say, everything's so digital now. You just want to break from the screen.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, yeah. We touched on that in our group as well. We talk a lot in HeadTorch about using tiny habits, which is a way of developing habits and starting really, really small. Do what it says on the tin. And as you say, Ali, it's about finding that time in the day where, you know, after I boil the kettle, I'm going to write for, even if it's 30 seconds or 1 minute, but it's about starting small. And then, as you say, you can easily find yourself getting carried away. And then from there, it can become a habit. Because I know that I, for a long time, have thought I should journal, that dreadful word should. And I haven't been doing it because I haven't actually consciously thought, where am I going to do that in my day? Where am I going to put it into my day? So that was a really helpful lesson for me.
It's one of the reasons to do a 3-minute one, because 3 minutes isn't very long, but it actually can get to some really good solution finding thinking. So yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. More comments or questions? What were you discussing in your groups?
Hi, my name's Marie Worsley. I should put my camera on, sorry. Sorry, hi, guys. Hi. Does this ring true with anyone? Has anyone ever watched The Maid? That's what this made me think of then all of a sudden, because the character there, and it was based on real life events, she journaled, didn't she, constantly, eventually made it into this series or the book or whatever like that. But I think she was going through so many difficult things and times that she found a release to write down. And that's what this sort of brought to me, that's what we're doing, basically. We're releasing our emotions and putting them down and being able to better deal with them instead of keeping them all caged up in our heads.
Yeah, I actually really, that film, I resonated with her going through a process and using writing as an outlet. Mm. And so I actually cried at the end of that film, especially when they're all sharing their writing in a circle. I mean, it's something so powerful about sharing and listening to other people's experience. But writing is you are writing in a language that you understand, because it's you. It's your sort of stream of consciousness. So it's a skill, though. It's a skill to hone in. I mean, it doesn't come naturally, first of all. And you've got all sorts of expectations of writing and how it looks and how it should sound and how it should be. But ultimately, yeah, that's a great reference, actually. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Elaine Kidd, come on in.
Hi, everyone. What we talked about in our group was how close.
Want to just say where you work first? Sorry, Elaine.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I look after young artists at the Royal Opera House in London. I was really interested by the fact that all three of us in our group, when we discussed it, said that the connection between the question was us. Is that in order to look after the well-being of others, we have to look after the well-being of ourselves. And what I was really pleased that came up for me in that short amount of writing, and I actually only did 2 minutes because I'm cooking at the moment, so I ran upstairs, wrote for what I thought was 3 minutes, ran back down and found there was still a minute to go. So that was interesting. And even in 2 minutes, what I got was, how do I support others? And the first thing that came up was, I need to support myself. And how do I do that was, I have to win in the morning, because if I haven't done something positive first thing in the morning, and journaling could be one of those things, I find myself being much more tetchy, much less available to listen to my team, much, just generally a bit more stuck and unavailable. If I am feeling grumpy about the fact that I haven't already achieved something that is important to me in the morning, whether that's going out for a walk before I start work, or having a cold shower, or actually putting the laundry away, or getting some food out ready for lunch, you know, something which is about looking after my well-being. If I've done one of those things, then I'm much more available to everybody else. And actually just this 2 minutes of journaling revealed quite a lot. So I'm definitely, I think, going to add that to my day, starting with 30 seconds by the kettle. So thank you very much for that.
I'm so thrilled to hear that, Elaine. It's absolutely amazing that you've said that. Of course, in order to manage our own, manage other people's energies, we have to first manage our own. And it's all about, and I think that's where, for me, journaling was a total self-discovery of things such as boundaries, which we talked about in one of the groups that I was in. Self-care is a word that sort of gets thrown around a lot. It's essentially taking care of yourself. And that's, you know, that could be a prompt. How can I take care of myself today? That could be a really great starting point just for a 2 minute scribble by the kettle.
Yeah, lovely.
Thank you, Elaine.
Lovely thoughts. We touched on that too. I don't know, Jim, do you want to, I'm just volunteering you now. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, that came up in our group as well, about the need to support ourselves?
Yeah, okay. My name is Jim McDade. I'm part of Avestos Life Enhancement, and we work with loads of people, businesses and stuff. We do, essentially, I'm a coach, but also I'm a qualified hypnotherapist and teach mindfulness. We do mindfulness workshops, stuff like that. So we work in wellbeing. And I started writing down about how I do support others and how important it is to me. But then eventually it did come back to that has been mentioned there, you know, just coming back to, got to look after me. And it actually resonated with me while I was writing it, because it's something that I'm usually very aware of, making sure that I've got enough resources for myself so that I can support others. But I think you can never do enough of that, really, in a way. You know, I think you've got to, it's particularly when you work with supporting other people, whether that's in a well-being capacity, a managerial capacity, whatever, you really have to make sure you build up your own resources. And we had a really nice chat about that. And I think for me, it was really about another reminder. You know, it's good to have constant reminders. Mm. And I think I can see the value in the journaling. I mean, I do write stuff myself. And as I was saying, I've got a little diary that was given to me this year. And I thought, well, I've got my big diary. I'll use it and I do a little gratitude thing in it, you know, which I've not done for a couple of years. And I'm actually quite enjoying doing it. So at the end of the day, I do that. But I like the idea of doing things in the morning as well. And sometimes, I mean, I'll get my diary and go, right, what's on today? What have I got to get done? Or the night before. But I like the idea of just doing something. As a hypnotherapist, I'm really interested in the unconscious mind. And I think that when I can see, Ali, that when you start to write stuff and you just let it flow, and I found it hard. Not hard, but unusual for me to not stop. Mm. I kept going, and I actually thought, this is really good, because what you start to do, you start to unlock things from deeper down and you're unconscious.
Thanks,
and I can see how that would be. But anyway, I don't want you to go, I'm going on too much. That's what I want to get to, really.
It's brilliant. You've absolutely knocked the nail on the head as to the reason why journaling is so powerful. So simple, but so powerful. And you said you went deeper, and I always sort of say, you know, you've got to dig deep. And it's like a bit like a lasagna. You've got to get down through the layers, you know, there's the surface layer of the things to do, and then there's sort of the cheese, and you've got to, and it, to really get down to the bit that's sort of really getting at you, you need to allow space for that to come out somewhere, whether you do talking therapy or this is a precursor to that. There's so much, so many positive benefits from it. Thank you so much for that comment.
Thank you. Yeah. Can I bring you in, Elaine Marley? You need to just unmute yourself, Elaine, and then again, if you'd just like to tell everyone where it is you work.
Hello, I work for our biopharm Rhone as a research and development manager. It's a company that makes diagnostic test kits. So I was in a group with Sophie, Marie, and Kirsten and Karen. And it's funny, we did exactly what a few people said there, in that our writing started with what could we do for others and ended up really a way to help others is to do more for ourselves. But we also touched on, and almost everyone said it, like we all kind of know there's a benefit to be had in journaling, but many people aren't actually doing it. And, you know, we kind of said, well, maybe it's the time, but really it's 5 minutes and 24 hours, is it, you know? And I actually think it's much more to do with, we know we might tap into something deeper and there's a fear there, you know? And I think that's a real reason why we don't do it. But it's dead much easier to say, oh, I'm too busy.
That's interesting. What do you think of that, Ali? What do you think?
I think that's a really good point. I often ask myself, what am I avoiding right now? That is a big question that comes up for me, but often, even if, and I often avoid journaling for that exact reason, Elaine, and I think that that's a really good point. However, I do know that it's going to come out somewhere else, so it is better for me in the first place to address that and to set my intention about how I'm going to manage myself during the day, because I have to manage other people's energies, my children's energies, all of these sorts of things. And if I am not equipped, you know, like Jim was saying about having resources, but it is true, people often will say, oh, I don't have time, but there's really probably another reason. So I would say keep it light. You don't have to go deep if you don't want to. It can just be like gratitude, for example. We talked about gratitude journaling, how that's a great entry point to journaling. You know, all the positives, and this is the reason for the positive planner, by the way. You look for the positives, you find more. You find more, you start living in that sense. You know, I've talked about positive psychology, and it's definitely about finding those things. So that could be a starting point, possibly, for those that feel that they're worried about what they might uncover.
But see, for me, that's not... I didn't mean that as a negative point of journaling.
Okay.
What I meant was, absolutely, practicing gratitude is very powerful. But also what I meant was, journaling does not cause the issues. Those issues are there anyway. What you do is make yourself more conscious of them, and therefore you can equip yourself to deal with them, you know, systematically and constructively. So I wasn't suggesting for a minute that it was a bad thing. All I was thinking is, really, I think that's probably why I avoid it. Mm-hmm. And I know, I think I should do it and it would be helpful.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
I hear you.
The thing is, some days it might be, you know, you might only come into something that, you know, is a real challenge once a month, but at least you're aware that you're struggling with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks, Elaine. Thanks for sharing that. I think for me, I don't know, I get the gut feeling that when I start doing this, Ali, the more I do it, the more I'm going to find the benefit, and therefore there'll be I'll get the, oh great, I'm going to do a bit of journaling now. So there's more of the joy of it rather than the, oh gosh, I'm going to be confronted with things that I don't want to look at. Yeah.
Well, I think that the answer will probably be exactly like Elaine said, is we have to project manage our mental health a little bit, don't we? That's the way that we can look at it, and by writing it down. And if I said, how can I support myself right now, and that is to call a friend or speak to somebody or, you know, all of those things, then I have an answer, and then I have top line, this is what I need to do next. So you have an action plan, essentially. Yeah.
Lovely. Great. We've now run out of time, I'm afraid, for our comments and questions. Really fantastic contribution. Thank you very much, everyone. I'm going to hand over now to Angus. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I would like to thank you, Ali. I thought that was fascinating. There's a theme that I seem to be picking up, and one of the themes is that the self-care element of it is really interesting. I also started writing, just things about what I could do for others, but then as time went on, it became self-care, and that seems to be a theme that comes out of a lot of the discussion that we've had this morning. So as you say, get the juicy stuff out, do that frantic stuff and get to the end and that juicy stuff comes out. Really interesting that. It reminded me of a process I used to do that I no longer do and I need to start again. And I used to, if I had something that I was really wrestling with, I would go and get a can of Coke. I don't drink fizzy drinks at all, right? So I'd go and get a can of Coke. I would turn up the music really loud and I would write frantically. And it could be frantic writing for 20 minutes, half an hour. And I would get everything out. And within that, there'd be those juicy bit, those golden nuggets of what I was looking for. So I need to, that's what I'm taking away from this. I'm going to start doing that again. I also love the point that you said, let go of how you were taught to write at school and releasing emotions, writing as an outlet in your own language. Yeah, I really, really like that. It's a very personal thing. So I'd like to, on behalf of HairTorch, I would like to thank you very, very much for a fascinating session. We have a change in date for the next first Thursday, and it is going to be the 10th of March, and it is also going to be at 1 p.m. And it is a mystery guest. So keep your eyes out on the communication and we will send something out about that closer to the time. If you like what we do, please get in touch and it'd be great to have a chat with you. Do things like follow us on LinkedIn. You'll see some of the offers that come up there. And it's great that you all came along today. Thank you very much.